Ever wonder how thieves can silently snatch the secrets right off your iPhone? Brace yourself for an eye-opening journey into the world of digital theft. We'll unveil the cunning tactics and unseen dangers that could compromise your most personal information. Welcome to That's Life, I Swear. This podcast is about life's happenings in this world that conjure up such words as intriguing, frightening, life-changing, inspiring, and more. I'm Rick Barron, your host. That said, here's the rest of this story. All of us from time to time have seen it on the TV news shows. Storefronts facing a spree of smash-and-grab crimes. Groups of people all dressed in their assigned uniforms of either gray or black sweatpants and hoodie tops, along with their face masks, quickly breaking countertops with hammers, swarming all over the counters, gathering as much merchandise as possible in their planned allotted time so as to make their getaway. For a while, the smash-and-grab focal point was clothing stores, but now it's happening at other stores, such as mobile phones. For some, the gang-like robbery is not for them. They like better to work alone or in a very tight, small group. Such a person is 26-year-old Aaron Johnson, who is now serving time. He says, "I'm already serving time. I just feel like I should just try to be on the other end of things and try to help people." Over the past year, thieves have been observed obtaining iPhone users' passcodes and subsequently walking away with their phones and disrupting their financial and digital lives. Johnson was part of a collective tight-knit group operating within Minneapolis throughout 2021 and 2022. Under the cover of nightfall in and around local bars, he would engage with young individuals, covertly acquiring their passcodes and seizing their phones. Utilizing these codes, he locked victims out of their Apple accounts, plundering thousands from their bank applications before selling the phones themselves. This ploy exploited the Apple ecosystem, targeting unsuspected iPhone owners who viewed a stolen phone as merely that, stolen. Apple recently unveiled Stolen Device Protection, a feature that is aimed at stopping passcode assistant crimes. However, even with the forthcoming software in iOS 17.3, you still have to watch yourself. And what's the most significant gap here? It's us. Understanding Johnson's methods allow us to enhance the security of the devices holding substantial portions of our lives. That said, let's get back to Aaron and learn how he fell into this line of work that in the end took him to the unemployment line, or in this case, prison. You know, you take a look at Aaron Johnson and your initial reaction is that he lacks the sophistication of a cybercriminal. His roots in crime date back to pickpocketing on streets. "I was homeless," he said. "Started having kids and I needed money. Couldn't find a job. So that's just what I did." As Aaron polished his craft in becoming a thief, he soon learned how to work the phones, which would help him yield more value for him. Being a self-taught type of individual, Johnson one night experimented with a phone until he was able to decipher the passcode's utility in unlocking a trove of protected services. What quickly came to light for Aaron was that the passcode is the devil. He remarked it could be God sometimes, or it could be the devil. According to the police department's arrest warrant, Johnson and his 11 associates allegedly amassed nearly $300,000, though he contends the figure was likely higher. In March of 2023, with previous robbery and theft convictions, Johnson pleaded guilty to racketeering and received a 94-month sentence, 2 months shy of 8 years. At his hearing, he expressed remorse to the judge, but that apology was way too late to save him. So how did Aaron go about learning and pulling off his skill as a phone thief? What was the process to ring in his victims? Step 1. Find a willing sucker. Initiating the scheme typically involved Johnson cultivating a connection with his target. His preferred demographic for his endeavor consisted of someone who was just completely intoxicated. College-age males in bustling bars were his perfect target. Once he engaged them in conversation, the unsuspecting individual would willingly pass their phones over to Aaron under the assumption that he intended to share his contact details. Step 2. Getting the passcode is priority 1. Subsequently, Johnson would say, "Hey, your phone is locked. What's the passcode?" Having a good memory, he would remember it later to use it. Another option Johnson used was to discreetly record the victims as they enter the passcodes themselves. Why not? His victims, for the most part, were drunk and distracted from the bar noise. Step 3. Lock the door quickly. After leaving his victim, Johnson either took possession of the phone or handed it over to a colleague in his team. Subsequently, he would lock the victim out of their account, alter their Apple ID password, and deactivate the Find My iPhone feature. With the individual's details in hand, Johnson then had all the necessary information to gain access to their savings account, checking accounts, Apple Pay, and even their cryptocurrency applications. Step 4, enrolling his face in Face ID provided rapid access to passwords in iCloud keychain. Step 5, the subsequent goal involved transferring significant sums from victims' accounts, followed by purchases using Apple Pay. Stolen Apple devices, particularly 1200 iPad Pro models, were acquired to sell for cash. Finally, he erased and sold the phones to his boss, who, as per his arrest warrant, sold them overseas. While Johnson would sometimes sell Android phones, he found that the iPhones were preferred due to their higher resale value. He targeted iPhone Pro models, often with a terabyte of storage, for substantial returns. His boss pleaded guilty to receiving stolen property and received a 120-day sentence in an adult corrections facility. Boy, did he get off lucky. On successful weekends, Johnson claimed to sell up to about 30 iPhones and iPads to his boss, generating around $20,000. Now, that's excluding the funds that he would seize from the victims' bank apps and Apple Pay. So what's the person to do? As mentioned, Apple will be coming out with stolen device protection that can prevent criminals from using your passcode to change your Apple account. Now, it's slated to be in iOS 17.3. So how exactly will this software update help prevent people from losing key information to a thief? Well, upon activation of the stolen device protection features, there are some things that you'll be able to do that's going to make it very difficult. For example, modifying the Apple ID password. Using the stolen device protection protocol, to effect an Apple ID password change in an unfamiliar locale, the device mandates Face ID or Touch ID authentication. Subsequently, a 1-hour delay ensues before the action can be executed. Once the hour elapses, validation requires another round of Face ID or Touch ID scans, paving the way for password modification. Another one, updating security configurations. Using the stolen device protection measure again, similar to altering the Apple ID password, initiating or altering the recovered key or trusted home number demands 2 biometric scans spaced an hour apart. It's noteworthy to note that the access code proves ineffective in immediately disabling stolen device protection, as this too necessitates biometric scans and a security delay. Accessing passwords in keychain is another feature. Accessing these passwords now mandates Face ID or Touch ID authentication, rendering the access code obsolete as a failsafe for biometric authentication failures. As Johnson advises, remain vigilant in your surroundings and refrain from divulging your passcode. This crime underscores the reality that a single device now encompasses access to our entire lives, our memories, our money, and beyond. The ownership lies on us to protect them. When asked of Aaron what did he think was a sure way not to have one's mobile phone broken into, his reply was quite simple. Don't get drunk at the bar, and don't give me your passcode. So what can we learn from this story? What's the takeaway? If this story has taught us anything, it's that a single device now contains access to our entire lives, our memories, our money, and more. It's up to us to protect them. So when those software updates come in, you better make use of it. Otherwise, it could be you for the next errand that comes around. Well, there you go, my friends. That's life, I swear. For further information regarding the material covered in this episode, I invite you to visit my website, which you can find on either Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, for show notes calling out key pieces of the content mentioned and the episode transcript. As always, I thank you for listening and your interest. Be sure to subscribe here or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode. See you soon.